Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men TV here in Paris. We are by Jaurès. We've just been to the Pan Am Brewing Corporation or company or whatever to do Five Live and then BBC Breakfast. If you saw us on BBC Breakfast, well done for being up that early in the morning. Yeah. We wouldn't be if we had the choice.
Not a chance.
No, not a chance.
But it was a late one.
It's been it was a slightly, for me, a slightly stressful morning getting here, but we got here and all is well. Speaking of all is well, because we've got a few topics to talk through. The game's obviously tonight, plenty more shenanigans on the way, but the news we all wanted, or certainly the pictures we all wanted to see, Thiago Alcantara in training yesterday at the Stade de France, looks good, fingers crossed.
I don't think you can understate how important this is for Liverpool.
Yeah.
It's not, for me, involvement,
yeah.
It's linchpin. Yeah. That's the word that I think we need to think about Thiago Alcantara. He makes it entirely more possible that we're going to walk away with a 7th European Cup.
Yes.
It's possible anyway, but it increases the percentages quite significantly, and maybe more so than any other player on the pitch right now.
Yeah, and absolutely, and just, I mean, the presence of him there is a massive, massive deal, of course. We know
he knows Real Madrid. He was a former Barca player, you know what I mean? He wants to get one over on them.
And look, here's a mad thing, because I think pound for pound, I think we're probably better than Real Madrid. But also at the same time, when I look at Thiago and it's the aura that he carries, he feels like, and this is mad, this is probably like a little old Liverpool, too many years of us watching us in the doldrums, but that's a player who I associate with the absolute pinnacle of the game. Thiago Alcantara should be playing in Champions League finals every year, because that's how good he is, and he should be playing in World Cup finals, because he's a genuine superstar. He's a star. He's one of the most talented footballers I've ever seen in my entire life. So I'm made up for him. You saw how upset he was in the League Cup final, not being able to make that. You saw his face when he has to come off on the last game of the season. He's limping round at the end. And I don't know. I just don't know that he's going to be. I'm scared, if I'm honest, Chris.
Listen, if his game was cut and thrust and blood and thunder and all that type of stuff, I'd be more concerned. But his game's not. It's sit back. It's quick, sharp movement over small amounts of space. And passing. And like, so for me, if it was a calf or a thigh or whatever it is, I couldn't reach it. Didn't want to go down there. So I just tapped, and that's where I went. I better say thigh as well, so people know that I don't think that's my calf.
If it's the back of his thigh or the front of his thigh or the side of his thigh.
So I'm going
to the other side.
So I'm saying,
all the areas of the body, really.
Look, it could be anything. It was his Achilles. If it's his thigh, his hammy, or anything, and he's running and he's playing long passes, I'm more concerned than if it's his Achilles, is what I'm trying to say.
It's one of those as well where it wouldn't shock me if he'll be strapped up, he'll be painkiller to fuck on this.
Same.
Yeah. And to get
same into, right now, Paul.
No, but because I don't think Liverpool take chances with any footballers ever during the season. But this is the last game of the season, and it's the Champions League final. And you look at, I think back to Jordan Henderson, Barcelona, gets in, he's injured, and he just goes, basically inject me, hit me again. You know, anything he can to get himself back out on that pitch. And but I mean, the question is with Thiago, you've got five subs to use from your 12. So Liverpool have got options. Liverpool can afford, I think, to carry a footballer into the game if need be. But it does make you think, what type of what do you want from Thiago? Do you want 60 minutes, let's say, of him, you know, and trying to get the game won in 60, or when they bring the fresh legs on. Because let's be honest, there's a chance like Cruz
get
or
the game
Modric
done.
Or whatever come off.
Get the game done. Yeah. Do what Manchester City, do what Chelsea couldn't do. Finish it early before they get a chance to rely on those moments, turn the game into madness. Now, get them done. Get them two or three goals behind as fast as you possibly can. Do something that Liverpool don't normally do. Start fast and make sure that the game's taken away from them so that they've got no choice but to give up rather than think they can get back into the game. So start him and finish it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'd be interesting to see whether they do anything special around him, whether they look to put him under pressure, no, and go and test them. Madrid will do because they are the past masters. They've been here, they've done that. They'll know all the dark arts just as well as anyone. And they'll go and test Thiago, and that's a big... And that'll be one of those things where you're going to look at him and go, can you handle this, mate? And I've no doubt Thiago will say, absolutely. Absolutely, I'll sort this, boss. In terms of that, we mentioned obviously Carlo Ancelotti. It's really interesting to see he's been talking about this game, and I have totally lost that article, so I will find that in a moment. But he basically, to paraphrase it, he's talking about how they've got to add a little bit more preparation time for this game than Liverpool have, a little bit less pressure on them because, of course, the league was so sewn up. But he's basically saying, well, it doesn't matter, he doesn't think it matters. And he's talking about the injured players. He's saying, if they're on the pitch, then they're not injured. You know, he's doing a very good job of like putting it back onto Liverpool there, saying, no advantage here. It's canny management, as you'd expect from Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah, he's been there and done it before, hasn't he? He's won the competition three times as a manager. So you know what you're going to get with Carlo Ancelotti. You know he's going to set his side up well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Big hope is that because they wrapped the league up so early that, yes, you've had the preparation time, but you've not been playing do-or-die games of football like Liverpool have over the last few weeks. We feel battle-hardened, don't we, at the moment? And Real Madrid, they just hope, this is me manifesting my hope here, by the way, just the edge may have just come off a little bit. We're a few weeks away from that mad comeback now. They haven't really had the big games of footy to get themselves involved in. Is the edge just wearing away?
Yeah. You were saying, talk about the team being tired and what have you. He says, really depends on so many other factors. I'm not sure it's going to have a big impact on Liverpool. The way they're going to play and the way they're going to go about the game. If the Liverpool players play, they don't have an injury. They might not have been at their best in training, but that won't affect their performance. It's a final. They'll give everything and it won't affect the outcome. And he talked about their approach. He said, we have to prepare a game in which we show our qualities. We have shown that there is a great commitment. There's a lot of quality and those who have entered have shown their faces and made a difference. I think Liverpool are playing an intense game with individual quality and a lot of quality. And then he laughed off Liverpool talk of Liverpool forward Sadio Mane coming to them. He said, I can say that that you're very brave asking about transfers today. I'm not here to talk about players from other teams. What I can say is he is a great player. Brilliant. Carlo, not going to talk about a player, not going to talk about transfers, but he's great. We talked about Sadio Mane yesterday. There's lots more around this. I've seen lots of positive chat of him talking things up. Also talking about being a fitting send off. It can be that. You know, honestly, at this point, we're on the countdown to kick off of a European Cup final. Come what may. way, tomorrow doesn't exist. There is no tomorrow. All there is what's on the horizon.
Hey, I tell you what, if Liverpool win, tomorrow will become today.
Yes.
And we're not sleeping. If Liverpool win, we are up all night.
Absolutely. Let's talk then about the squad. So Liverpool named the 26-man squad that they've brought over to France. With the one slight caveat, that being Divock Origi's included, but he's not expected to be fit enough to be involved. And you posed the question, so you've got 12 substitutes, which means you've got 23 men who can take to the field at any given point during the game at the Stade de France tonight, which leads us to think there's two lads there who are going to
miss out. It's going to be disappointing for them. I'll go through the squad in its entirety to begin with. So three goalkeepers, Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian. Defenders, Van Dijk, Matip, Kanate, Gomez, Reece Williams, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Tsimikas. See the way I read that like a multiple choice question to a kid? No, I emphasise the name that I think is probably going to miss out. So Van Dijk, Matip, Kanate, Gomez, Reece Williams, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson and Tsimikas. Yeah. Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson, Keita, Milner, Jones, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Elliot.
Just on a huge piss right next to
us. Have they? Brilliant. Salah, Mane, Diaz, Jota, Firmino, Origi, who's probably likely to miss out, and Minamino. So, the choices I see, I think Reece Williams probably misses out. Mm-hmm. You've got Gomez, you've got Canati, you've got Matip Van Dijk as your centre-half choices. Four should be plenty for there. Mm-hmm. Jones, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Elliot, and Minamino are the other names I would throw into the hat. And I don't think Jones is going to miss out.
They're the ones that have consistently missed out from the matchday squads in the Premier League this season. And it's interesting to...
No, it is. Klopp literally said, you know, that he finds it harder to leave someone out than pick the 11.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. It's a tough one. I was talking to Harvey at the media day. Ooh, and about how
strange.
Best mates apparently, like, yeah. I think he's quite laissez-faire about the whole situation where he's at the moment. We've seen him. I think if he doesn't get that injury against Leeds, there's a chance that Harvey Elliott is starting in this game because of how his season had gone already. Yeah. It does feel like Liverpool are kind of keeping him wrapped up, but also, you know, and one of the things we discussed, we've got a documentary about the Carabao Cup coming up in a week's time, and it's how he's in the stands for the Carabao Cup, and then he gets the call and he's in the matchday squad. So, you know, I think he might miss out.
It's good to be another drink, really.
Well, no, it's true, but he'll be prepared regardless. So I know, I agree. I think it will probably be Harvey. It would be a shame, but there's no signs of it being Oxlade-Chamberlain being involved. I wonder whether he's been told ahead of time. He was around and about for media day, but he wasn't really at the forefront of things. He didn't seem his normal effervescent self. So I suspect it might be him. Let us know in the comments who you think will be the two. If we're saying Divock Origi's the third, who are going to be the two players to miss out on this one? Let us know in the comments. What do you think the score is going to be? How are you feeling? And where are you going to be watching the game from? Let us know in the comments. We are going to be watching it from the Stade de France. Hopefully we're going to watch Liverpool lift a 7th European Cup. Fingers crossed. What a day it's going to be. We'll be around the fan park later as well if you're in Paris. Hope to see it all there.
Don't worry, by the way, Simon delivered the Lucky Biscuit wrapper last night. It is in my bag.
It's online.
And it will be on my person.
Drop a like, check out Red Men Plus for more incredible build-up, and we'll see you all soon. Ta-da.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.